Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network. What causes poverty mindset? It's a way of thinking that says, I deserve poverty. This is for me. This is who I am. This is my past, present, and future. Nothing I do will change that. That's what some people think. What causes that? I'll give you three possible reasons. One is training. People were trained to think in that way. Maybe because their parents did not believe in them and told them, walang mangyayari sa buhay mo. I'm quoting a literal quote from someone who told me that's what his father told him every day. Maybe that's an extreme example, but sometimes we're conditioned to become poor because that's how everybody looked at us. And that's what we all saw around us, poverty left and right. And in our minds, we're saying, this is my identity. Here's number two, traumas. Some people have failed so much that what happened is failure has also become a label that they've hung around their neck. This is me. Not that they've failed. No, this is me, a failure. One of the most powerful forces in a human being is the need to be consistent. And so if you carry a label that says, I'm poor and I'm a failure, then you want to be consistent with that label. And here is number three, teaching. There are actually teachings that say, oh, if you want to grow closer to God, you have to be poor. God prefers that you be poor so that you be dependent on Him. God does not like you to be rich. There are actual teachings like that. I receive those teachings subliminally, subconsciously. I have put that in my mind and I've lived it. And I actually believed in it, that money was bad and business was of the devil. Well, thanks be to God, you know, many years later, I changed my thinking and I realized, no, money is not bad. Money can actually be a blessing if you have the right heart, if you have the right motive, and if you put your finances under the lordship of Jesus. In our gospel for today, Jesus said He came to give us life and life in abundance. And no, that doesn't mean money. What it means is a relationship with Him. It means that every area should be placed under Jesus. And you know what? That includes your finances as well. Place everything, your health, your family, your career, your job, your recreation, your vacations, and your finances under His Lordship. And tell Him, Lord, I want to love You through all these areas. And then allow God to bless you. Allow God to give you financial blessings so that you have more to share and more to give. It is not just for you. No, it is so that you can be a greater blessing to the people around you. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father, thank You that right now we can offer our life to You, and including our finances. And we pray, Father, that You give us the anointing to multiply whatever resources You have given to us, so that we can bless more people, help more people. Thank You, Father God, that You will use us, You will use me to lift people up from material poverty as well as other kinds of poverties. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Elevate your Full Tank experience by becoming a Full Tank supporter. And as my way of saying thank you, you will receive Full Tank Saturday, Full Tank Sunday, plus other exclusive videos only for supporters. All you have to do is click the button subscribe here in Facebook or the button join in YouTube when you use a computer. thank you so much for your kindness. God reward you for your generosity.